WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery. More than 180 New Jersey priests, many either long deceased or removed from the ministry, are credibly accused of the sexual abuse of minors, according to lists made public yesterday by the state's five Roman Catholic dioceses. You can see the names at nj1015.com. Last year, four infants were abandoned at different locations in Jersey, and three of them died. In response, a new push is being made to increase awareness about the state's safe haven law that allows newborns to be anonymously surrendered to hospitals, police stations, firehouses, and rescue squads.
Jersey Department of Children and Families Commissioner Christine Norbit-Beyer says safe haven information is being shared on social media. A new PSA has been produced.
And we're hoping to spread the message through New Jersey's high schools and institutions of higher education so that everyone knows where to turn when they need help.
First Lady Tammy Murphy is pledging the administration's full support in promoting the Safe Haven program.
We are only interested in providing an option for those parents who aren't ready for the responsibility and feel they really have nowhere else to turn.
In Pennington, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
House Democrats are requesting that the FBI investigate hiring practices at two of President Trump's golf clubs, one of them Trump National in Bedminster, after mass firings of longtime workers only recently discovered to be in this country illegally. A man accused of leaving a young pit bull to die to drown in a cage at the Jersey Shore could face nearly 7 years in prison for animal cruelty and attempted animal cruelty. A Jersey lawmaker says that's not enough for a crime this heinous, so he's proposing a law upping punishment for the most egregious acts.
Certain animal abusers, like those who purposely torture or maim a living creature, could be charged with the second-degree crime of aggravated animal abuse. Under the measure from State Senator Declan O'Scanlan, jail time could be as much as 10 years, plus a $150,000 fine, he says.
It really puts teeth into the law, so to speak, so that we can bite back when these bastards behave in this depraved way.
Rivers Law is named for the puppy left to drown over the summer. The young pit bull was discovered and rescued before it was too late. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
NJ Transit and Amtrak are friends again and working together to plan upgrades to New York Penn Station and the Northeast Corridor line. Settling a $182 million debt will do that. Sometimes.
NJ Transit withheld 16 months of federally required payments starting in March 2017 when then Governor Chris Christie cited a pair of train derailments as evidence Amtrak didn't care about the safety of its tenant. But Governor Phil Murphy says they're now squared up.
It's extraordinary given how embedded these organizations are with each other that the relationship was allowed to be as dysfunctional as it was.
Some of the money, both what was withheld and going forward, will be used for improvements at New York Penn Station, such as updating the waiting area, improving platform access, and eventually a complete redesign of the station's 8th Avenue concourse. In New York, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
President Trump trying his best to spin a congressional agreement on border security as a win, framing the reduced money for his long-promised wall as a down payment. Trump told law enforcement Wednesday the wall will be great and powerful, and it's on its way.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.